Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes Talk Radio Show with hosts Gay Hilton and George Juhas. This riveting show will help you find balance and energy while guiding you on your vibrational journey. Now here are your hosts, Drs. Gay Hilton and George Juhas.
We welcome you, our global audience, to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes, the show that peers into the world of vibration. Realize we are a human energy field and that the food we eat, the water we drink, the thoughts we think, and the environment that surrounds us all directly affect our vibration. We are essentially a human PC. So each week we present to you experts in the field of alternative medicine, quantum physics, mind-body therapies, to teach you the aspects and just what maintains a healthy vibration and what may in fact likewise create unhealthy vibrations in your body and your mind. Those of you that have an expertise in the energy field and would maybe perhaps like to be a guest or even a sponsor for our show, please contact either Dr. George or myself, Dr. Gay, via our website. And today we have a very interesting program set aside for you, and it'll be Dr. George and myself talking about our fields of naturopathy and a little bit about clinical hypnotherapy from Dr. George. And I'm going to start it off welcoming my co-host, Dr. George. How are you today, George?
Thank you, Gay. It's good to be here, and always good to share time on this show with you. I'd like to dedicate the show today to an old comrade in arms and mentor and dear friend of mine, Colonel Jack Okun, who passed away April 30th. And I'd like to dedicate this show to him. Our listening audience is probably also familiar with Dr. Lisa Lawrence, who recently appeared on the show and talked about HUNA. She is Colonel Okun's daughter. So I dedicate this show to Colonel Okun. Gay, a lot of our listeners are probably wondering, what is naturopathy? And I'm just going to start out with a rather brief definition of it or explanation of it. It's really a philosophy which provides a healthcare approach of natural therapeutics, but offers much more than merely an alternative medical or wellness type system. It really encompasses a view of life and a purpose in human health and suffering and a model for living a full life. Would you like to add something to that?
I was just going to say very similarly, George. I'm glad you brought that up. Our philosophy is a clean and healthy environment, so that the house would be kind of feng shuied, if we use the Japanese term of good energy flow, light air purification in your homes, because we found that the air in your home is dirtier than the air outside. Good clean water, so filtration of your water, organic foods, and we'll be talking a little bit about the reason for organic eating. And more in particularly, and a lot of what our show is about, George, is keeping the thought positive and keeping the thinking process is always in a happy mode. And we realize that when you encompass in naturopathy a healthy environment, healthy water, organic food and living, and this also includes organic clothing if you can buy it, or there's getting to be even homes that are being built organically using non-synthetic products.
Clean air and sunlight?
Absolutely. These are all aspects of what we as naturopaths feel are crucial to healthy living. And
I'll add proper rest and exercise to that.
Absolutely. And I was just going to mention probably one of the most important things in all of this, besides thinking, happy thoughts and being on the flow of positivity all the time, would be exercise, and that's very, very important. In addition to being a naturopath, I'm also an exercise physiologist and try to exercise daily. My form of choice of exercise is rebounding on a mini trampoline. and using the Total Gym. And I try to get in a good 30-minute workout a day, and it does help kind of cleanse and detoxify the body and keep circulation improving throughout the cells, and thereby creating better nutritional assimilation. I'm going to first kind of start out, George, and then I know you will want to chime in here on what brought us into the field of naturopathy. And one of the reasons that I became a naturopath, first of all, my degree was in health and physical education, and I always had an intense desire to learn more about the human body. And as a consequence, as a phys ed major, we had to take a lot of courses in anatomy and physiology and kines. So we had pretty much a pre-med background by the time you finished 4 years of health and phys ed. I went on and got a master's degree in, with a pretty strong concentration in exercise physiology at the University of Pittsburgh. And so my background in the health realm was very strong. My mother became ill in her late 70s with something many of you will find you've heard a lot about. A lot of people have this in common, and that's congestive heart failure. And they began her on a series of drugs to, you know, help her blood pressure, increase circulation to her heart, and keep her heart rhythms normalized, and, of course, diuretics. Within several months, I could see a deterioration in her condition. Now, maybe her heart function was somewhat improved, but the side effects to the drug therapy were not helping her. And within 9 months of starting the drug therapy, and I will make a note of this, that she did have periodic physical examinations, one of which was a mammogram, in April. And by November, she had developed a malignant breast tumor. And I had, years before, taken a course from Michio Kushi, the father of macrobiotics here in the United States, and remembered that chemical drugs are many times associated with literally plugging up the system. They toxify the body. They're chemicals. They have to go through the liver. They have to go through the lymph. And in the process, they create a lot of toxicity. And I attributed that strongly to the development of her breast cancer. I was so frustrated because the tumor seemed to be being fed by the chemical drugs. And I say that because if we would get her eliminating the drugs, the tumor would start to go down. The minute she had to go into the hospital for any reason at all and they would give her a hep block of a diuretic or some other medication, the tumor would start to be enhanced. And, of course, George, I know you realize after studying naturopathy, we know the reason why. Because anytime you have a cancer in your body and you're putting a lot of chemicals in the body, whether it be from your food or drugs or whatever the case may be, you're not helping a cancer growth. So this was really a tough situation, and we went 9 months in and out of the hospital with dealing with drug issues and swelling of the legs, and it got to the point where the diuretics weren't working. So I finally got so frustrated, I took her down to Pittsburgh to a doctor who is a friend of mine, Dr. Donald Mantell, who was an MD, and he had been discouraged from his practice by so many of the side effects from drug therapy, and decided to become a naturopathic doctor. And he was extremely helpful in getting my mother turned around. And she passed away a good 2 years later. But I can tell you the quality of her life was very good. And we reduced much of the drug therapy and went to the natural. And I could definitively see a difference when we were using more of the natural as opposed to more of the drug therapy. Now, that's not to say that there aren't drugs that have saved lives, and I'm certainly not going to put allopaths down. Traditional medicine has its benefits. But as a naturopath, we learn you use the natural approach first. If that doesn't work, then you go to the medical approach. Now, if you listen to a traditional medical doctor, they would tell you just the opposite. Do the drugs first, and if that doesn't work, use the natural approach. But those of us that have worked in the field of naturopathy will tell you, the big question always comes up, are natural approaches as efficacious or effective as chemical medicines? And I can tell you from being in a practice going on 9 years, absolutely yes. And I would say if you're using, for example, herbs that are coming out of Walmart or some of these stores where the quality may not be as high as they would be from a practitioner, which practitioner formulas are much more efficacious and a little bit more potent, but we are using, you know, protocols that we know work well. But absolutely, I can tell you from the experience with my mother and then again with my father after I had become an MD and could help him. Amazing differences when the natural approach was integrated into the program. And some of you listeners may feel, well, I don't know whether I want to go all the way just to a naturopathic approach, and that's understandable. But you can do it in degrees. You can use some medications, but the idea with most people in this day and age, and George, I think you would agree with me on this, is the idea that we want to, especially as baby boomers getting older and realizing that many of you may have to at some point go on a medication, realize that the field of naturopathy may help you not only get off your medication, but be able to assist you in taking less of the medication. George, do you want to comment on that?
Well, yes, Gay. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think one important point is quite salient here, and that is the naturopathic view that the body has the innate capacity for self-healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when that capacity is confused, it is usually confused because A, it's not getting what it needs to go back to balance. And, of course, there's where the nutritional diet comes in and the organic foods. And many times what we do as naturopaths, George, is do nothing more than stimulate the body. We don't heal the patient. The patient heals themselves. All we do is kind of stimulate that innate intelligence, that healing process within the body that knows exactly, as Deepak Chopra says, how to make exactly the right amount of chemicals in the body to cure any disease. And I totally believe that. And I think what we need to understand is that instead of thinking in terms of that we always need to get help, that we can help ourselves by educating ourselves using more natural protocols and you know, exploring areas via a naturopath so that you can still have a primary care physician, but a naturopath is a valuable tool.
I want to interject something here as well, Gay, and it just follows your line of thought, and that is homeopathy with its main tenet of like cures like. Of all the healing arts, it's probably the most experimentally scientific system that is incorporated with naturopathy. And the method of treatment is to stimulate the body to respond to system disease, which is caused by the invasion or reaction of the body to an outside influence, in such a way that changes the observed physical response of the body to the problem. And a very small dose of a toxin that causes the body to produce similar systems is given.
And we're going to get into this when we come back after break, and we're going to be discussing homeopathy and a little bit about energy medicine, which is a modality of naturopathy. We'll see you in a few.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network, and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Informative energies exist within our thought atmosphere and beyond. Energy is always exchanging at some level of awareness. On Making It All Click with MetaTelepath Brian Carlton Flournoy, a group MetaTelepathic experience is created live on the air. Higher Purpose inspires our telepathic improvement through conscious choice. Brian shares how to use intuition co-creatively in order to interpret all kinds of telepathic impressions into information for daily guidance. Through formatted weekly exercises, we practice sending, receiving, and interpreting energy impressions to serve a meaningful purpose. These intuitive experiences range from animal, plant, spirit communication to Akashic record, using nonverbal communication and seeing the invisible through divine eyes. Making It All Click with Brian Carlton Flournoy broadcasts each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at guhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
And we welcome you back, and we were discussing the field of naturopathy and a modality called homeopathy, which is one of the many modalities offered in the course of study of naturopathy. Others would include iridology, which is the study of the eye, markings in the eye, acupressure, reflexology, detoxification and cleansing, herbology, holistic diet and exercise. And George and I were discussing the many, many realms of naturopathy. And in particular, I'm going to talk a little bit about my practice, and then George, I want you to tell us a little bit about A, how you got into your practice, and B, what actually is a what actually you do specifically in your practice. We know you're a hypnotherapist, but I know you do some unique things also. I already talked about how I got into my practice because I could see the benefit of natural therapies with my mother and both my father when they became ill, and it definitely extended their lives and extended the vitality of their lives. And a very strong aspect that I use in my practice, George, and I know you know this, is I use applied kinesiology. I actually use acupoint alarms, which are areas on the physical body that are what we call If there's an issue somewhere in the circuit of an acupuncture meridian, which is the channel of the energy, and there's a short circuit, the alarm point is where you first get notified. So I always tell patients, this is kind of like your little SOS, we have a problem here if it goes weak when I test it. And I have a very unique way of testing those points using nutritional vials, and they're glass vials that contain the nutritional specific for organs and glands. So I have organ and gland formulas that actually rebuild at the cellular level for the liver, the kidneys, the heart, even the eyes, the brain, the gallbladder, you know, you name it, every organ and gland is covered. Then I also check for pathogens, virus, bacteria, fungus, parasites, heavy metals. And then in addition to all these checkpoints on those alarms, I look for meridian imbalances. And if, for example, an alarm point tests weak, when I have them put their arm up, they lay down on a table and put their arm up 90 degrees, and then I ask them to resist, and they're holding with the non-dominant hand the vial on the acupoint alarm, and we're actually getting a very, probably a quick, what we call pre-diagnostic of what's going on in that organ or gland. In other words, if there's an energy imbalance, it will happen first in the energy picture, which is the acupuncture system. And if there's a weakness there and it continues to be a weakness and energy is impeded to a specific organ or gland, eventually that organ or gland becomes diseased. And there's the advantage of working with energy medicine and working with the, in my case, the acupuncture system. So actually what I do is what is known as needleless acupuncture, where we don't use a needle, but instead of putting a needle there, we're putting a nutritional on that spot in a glass, little small glass vial that they're connected to. And it's a very unique way of testing. Dr. Fred Gallo, who is a PhD, has done some testing and research on applied kinesiology and found it to be highly reliable. In 8 years of practice, going on 9, I have found it to be tremendously reliable. And I must say that I see changes for the positive. Instead of people coming back on a second or third visit stating, well, they don't see much change or they've had a side effect or this or that, they're coming back with a smile on their face saying they're feeling better, the energy's improved in their body. And, of course, we all know that those of us in the field of natural health, that the first sign of a return of health is energy. And if you can say, gee, I'm not going falling asleep, or I don't feel like I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock, or I'm not sleeping in the morning like I used to, that's a return of health. That's the vital life force. What we know is the energy that circulates through this acupuncture system. Now, not all naturopaths use the acupuncture system to test from, but I find it to be probably one of the most reliable methodologies to advance the patient's health in. I also have a great deal of information that I give them on blood type diets, organic eating, organic living, lifestyle changes, dealing with the environment, cleaning your house via air purification, water purification, and I think these are necessities in this day and age. And by the time they have gone to my website, and I would invite anyone here that is interested in going to my website, please check into it, and you'll find a wealth of information, including a monthly newsletter that is posted to anyone that would like to read the most updated, cutting-edge information on naturopathy and the various realms of naturopathy. But keeping the body clean, detoxified, keeping the mind in a positive realm, keeping your environment clean, and using exercises like Tai Chi, rebounding on a mini trampoline, or yoga, all enhance this vital life force. I totally enjoy my practice, George, primarily because I see improvements in the people coming for consults. And that really makes you want to continue doing what you're doing and knowing that you're doing something that's helping people. And many of my patients also have a primary care physician, and we work very well together. So in my particular area, I found a very, I don't naturally attack the medical field in any way, shape, or form, because they have a very valid identification in the community, and they do much good. But working with the medical community has been positive. I have not had any negative feelings about it. And I've even had a few patients sent to me via medical doctors. And I might add, one of the things that a naturopath does, and George, I know you're going to go into this too, is that we work an awful lot on root causes. What's back of the terrain of the illness? Think of your body as a garden, and if there's weeds growing in that garden, you're not going to be healthy. So what the naturopath tries to do is work towards getting a balanced pH, which means that your body is neither too acidic nor too alkaline. And when you have that kind of a condition, the terrain of your body, the cellular level, cannot really host disease, and the vital life force is much stronger. These are all chemical reactions that need to be in pH balance. That's something, unfortunately, the medical field does not spend enough time on. They're very concentrated more on symptom relief than they are on looking at the terrain, where the naturopath spends an awful lot of time researching the terrain and, in my case, the energy terrain, in other words, the electricity of the body through the acupuncture system, which to me as a naturopath is where it all begins and ends. So if we have an issue in the physical body, it all had to start in the acupuncture system, and those that use the acupuncture system all know that. George, I'll let you kind of pick up and tell us a little bit, first of all, how you got into naturopathy and a little bit about your practice individually.
Well, thank you, Gay. I'll comment first, though, that everything Gay has said, with the exception of acupoint testing, I hold in my approach in working with various clients. I came into this field, really began when I was a boy and spending a lot of time with my Native American grandmother, who was a healer, and I was given a number of tonics and mustard plasters and all kinds of different natural solutions to various maladies that I encountered in my boyhood. And I learned a lot from her, but sort of got sidetracked going to school and working in a government career for a number of years. But I was always interested in natural health, particularly, and was always been an athlete throughout my life, particularly in long-distance running. I've also always felt a very close kinship with nature, and that has found an extension in my choice to become an activist for environmental conservation and other causes related to safeguarding and preserving our natural world. I've always felt a very close kinship with this. Also spent some time as a college cross-country coach and very involved in exercise physiology and movement and training, conditioning, physical conditioning, as well as the mental aspects of sports performance, which also served to be a basis for my interest, eventual interest in the mind-body healing. So I will I'll come back to more about myself after the break. And Gay,
we will see you in a few, and we'll continue our discussion about the field of naturopathy, the various modalities, how George and I got involved in naturopathy, and some cutting edge information that we're going to share with you. We'll see you in a few.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office. Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at guhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
And welcome back. We left off with Dr. George telling us a little bit about how he got involved in the study of naturopathy. And, George, I'm going to let you pick it up and tell us also a little bit about your practice.
Well, Gay, thank you again. And I have to mention, and you'll really like this, that that my co-host, the lady that's been telling you about her practice and her approaches to naturopathy has really been a very, very integral and inspirational part of my professional life in getting me into this field. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have attended Clayton College and pursued different modalities, including hypnotherapy and reflexology in my practice. Basically, my practice is focused on providing a really good environment for my clients. And the message that I want to convey to my client is one of respect, receptivity, and support. And I want to serve my clients with integrity and care. Taking into account all verbal, nonverbal messages, enlisting the client's active participation, and just clearly communicating that the relationship between us is one of team, and it's mutual and respectful and professional. I ask each client to complete a very, very detailed lifestyle questionnaire, and this pretty much goes along with the traditional Chinese medicine model. And I gather a lot of information, and time is spent with the client asking me questions and myself asking the client questions about lifestyle and issues. And one of the things that I really like to focus on are traumatic events in that client's life. They often serve as clues to anything that might be an underlying cause of disease or illness. It's a the Latin tal causum, identifying and addressing the underlying cause of disease, which is one of the things that naturopathy stands for. So becoming acquainted with a client and accessing information about the client's health concerns and really focusing on educating the client about how the body works, answering any questions that they may have on health issues, and then mutually working together to develop a strategy and empowering that client to achieve good health, to achieve homeostasis on their own.
I like the way you use the word empowerment, George, because that's such an important aspect of our practice. And that is that when you come into a naturopath's practice, as George mentions, the naturopath listens intently and not only shares the experience with the individual. Sometimes you can relate to what they're saying, and as you listen, you can say, yes, you know, I can identify with how you feel and be empathetic with them. But I think one thing you brought up, George, that is monumental. On my intake form, similar to yours, it's detailed. But one of the things I really emphasize as I am looking through the intake is, what is this individual's past emotional experiences? And I know, George, you go into a lot more detail with that, with the hypnotherapy.
Really in depth, yes.
Than I do, because I'm not a clinical hypnotherapist. But what I try to do in my practice is essentially get them involved in reading up on EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, energy tapping by Tappas Fleming. There's a book also called Energy Tapping by Fred Gallo, the PhD. And that's essentially tapping specific acupoints while you're affirming specific things that you may have fears or buried emotional events that have occurred in a life that, as we are now, as naturopaths, learning. And what was interesting, George, if you remember when you completed your course in naturopathy, I asked you, did they require a course in mind-body medicine? And you said, absolutely. And when I had begun my studies back in 1997, it was an elective. So that shows you in the last 10 years the drastic increase in the knowledge and understanding and importance of the mind with respect to healing and naturopathy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Gay, I'm going to make one point germane to what you were talking about in terms of how you're approaching your practice, and I do this too, and I think this is very, very important to mention, and that is talking about empowering our clients. We want to encourage our clients to do research, to look up things on the internet, to go to the library, to really educate themselves, as well as being educated by us if the need is there. Two heads are always better than one, and I just thoroughly enjoy meeting with clients and discussing various issues. It's very rewarding, but when you finally have a client who progresses from coming in and being at a place where they feel powerless to change and moving them in a direction where they can finally be proactive instead of reactive, or dynamic instead of static, if you will, then a lot has been accomplished.
I have a patient that's going to be a guest of ours next week that's going to tell us how she has personally improved her energy through her body, through thoughts, and actually praying and enlightening thought forms going towards each organ and gland. And I want to tell you, when she has been tested on the last several occasions I've seen her, it's just incredible. She's one of two patients I've had that's worked on that, and I've seen some incredible changes in their energy picture, which entails improvement and enhancement of the health individually. But So much is moving in that direction. So naturopaths, while we have so many different tools in the trade, are now taking a really hard look at the, as you mentioned, George, the traumas of early childhood, the traumas of early adulthood, a death, a bankruptcy, a divorce, and the effect these have on the physical body, and the physical body being a template of the energy body. And I always explain the acupuncture system as a template of the neurological system, so one affects the other. But the acupuncture system is the one that's directly affecting the neurological system. And medical doctors work specifically in the physical body, and traditional Chinese doctors, called TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, they work entirely in the acupuncture system. And it's a 4,000-year-old science. So while the allopaths have their modalities, the energy modalities are not something that is taught in medical school, and it's not something they're acquainted with, and we don't put them down for that. We just realize they have a different modality, and it's quite unique and different to ours. But ours has a very refreshing aspect to empowering the patient and making the individual start to feel like, yeah, I really have a major player's role, for example, in my own health and healing.
Well, you know what's interesting about that too, Gay, is that the American Cancer Society has been looking for cancer genes in the last 50 to 60 years. And so far they found that only about 5% of cancer has genetic linkage.
That's right.
And this leaves 95% that is not genetically linked. But this is really interesting. More recently, they came out with a statement. They released a statement that said that 60%, this was their number, or approximate, 60% of cancer can be avoided by changing lifestyle and diet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would even venture higher than that number. You know, just simply because many of the statistics they take are, you know, based on people that have been using chemical drugs and whatnot, but we in the field of naturopathy know that people, when they begin to change their diet, again, we have to think of the body as an energy picture instead of just a physical picture, an energy picture. And that's what this show is all about, is how do we raise the vibration, the electricity of the body, mentally, physically, and environmentally.
Well, when you think about stem cells, on that note, embryonic cells designed to repair or replace damaged tissues or organs, their activity is greatly influenced by our thoughts and perceptions about the environment around us.
Absolutely.
So what are those implications? What's that telling us?
Well, there's more and more information, and even those of us in the field of naturopathy who, much like the allopaths, will look at, well, our homeopathics, our herbal medicines all go to really help change the physicality. But unfortunately, there are still a lot of naturopaths out there that are not keying into the importance of the mind and these traumas and these emotional effects. And I think I mentioned this on a previous show. I have a lady friend that mentioned to me that she was going to an acupuncturist. And I said, well, I'm just curious, how long does your acupuncture treatment hold after a treatment? And she laughed and she said, well, as long as I don't get upset, it holds very well. And I laughed, but you know, isn't that the absolute truth? And I've tested people on my table using the acupuncture system model. And I can tell you, if someone comes in upset or emotionally distraught, that will be reflected immediately in the acupuncture system.
I think one of the things that needs to be said here, Gay, is that for all that we do and for all the modalities that you and I combined are conversant with and have expertise in, we're not the be-all to end-all. The allopaths are not the be-all to end-all. The naturopaths are not the be-all to end-all. The traditional Chinese medicine, same thing. We really need to work together, and I know you do, I do. You refer out as you need. If you don't have the expertise, you find somebody that does for the benefit of the client.
Absolutely. And we're going to be back here in a few, and we'll continue our discussion about the various modalities of naturopathy with Dr. George and myself. Thank you for listening.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, the Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to the Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at guhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. We were kind of discussing when we went cut to break a bit about naturopathy and the mind-body connection. And, of course, George, you're in the clinical hypnotherapy position where you are doing some deep rooting of issues that are directly related, that may go back to childhood, that oftentimes we notice complete changes in the physicality once these things are uprooted. And one of the conversations we welcome all of you to listen to, which will be when we have Russ DiCarlo back 2 weeks from today, he's going to be talking about self-sabotage and how these things occur. George,
that'll that'll be a great program.
Yeah, George, you want to talk a little bit about that a second before we move on to the value of organic foods? As far as your practice and getting to the deep cause of some of these emotional things.
Well, Gay, in the hypnotherapy part of my practice, I'll just start out by saying that hypnotherapy is a natural, safe, and comfortable method of using a person's subconscious mind and creative intelligence to achieve a goal or to resolve issues. And it can just address anything. If you want to achieve increased sports performance, improve that, or if you have fears, or if you have personal issues, relationship issues, anything along that line, probably the more classic approaches would be for smoking cessation or weight loss. I do that as well. However, with both of those issues, I exercise a little bit of tough love with my clients. They have to be motivated, or else it isn't fair to them or their pocketbook to do what may result in just going through the motions. They have to be motivated to achieve change, and that sets them up for success. There's a lot of myths associated with hypnotism. A lot of people think that it's akin to stage hypnosis, where people can be turned into braying donkeys and what have you. I mean, you can conjure up all kinds of images on that one. But some of the more popular myths are that hypnosis is a true serum. It's a true serum. It is not. You will not divulge any secrets unless you choose to do so. And you can't be overpowered or controlled through hypnosis. And you can actually lie in hypnosis and edit while you are hypnotized, because your ego is present. It's a kind of protection mechanism, and you'll not act outside your code of ethics. Hypnosis can make you do something. You don't, that's false. You do not surrender your will. The ego is never completely dissociated while you are in a state of hypnosis. And keep in mind that hypnosis, it's a level of awareness that puts you in contact with both the conscious and subconscious mind simultaneously. Think of them continuously talking to each other, bip, 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 like that. The strong-minded are not easily hypnotized. Also false, just the opposite. The more intelligent and creative a person is, they're usually more easy, it's much easier to hypnotize them. Clients can resolve issues and problems or achieve goals during hypnosis by receiving information from their own inner mind and with processing techniques facilitated by the hypnotherapist. And on that note, I refer to my clients as the co-hypnotherapist. And the reason I do that, they do the work. They actually do the work with their subconscious mind.
Well, this sounds like it's a very empowering aspect to completing a full health turnaround. In other words, if you're using the aspects that you may be self-sabotaging your health, and we might mention these are sometimes aspects we don't even realize are going on.
This is very true, Gay. And again, the subconscious mind is an extremely powerful tool. And think of it this way. It stores input from all the senses. It takes everything literally. It's the seat of emotions, which drives behavior. And this is very important, because you have the law of dominant effect that's in play here, and that is that the strongest emotion drives behavior.
That's right. George, let's talk a little bit about, before our show is over today, about organic food. There's always the big question, and I'm going to just put my two cents in here, of what is really the value of eating organically, or wearing organic clothing, or going organic, period. And we as naturopaths really stress the importance of staying away from a chemical-filled environment in all realms, not just, having to rely a lot on medications over the counter or regular medications, prescribed medications, but also an environment free of chemicals in your cleaning products, your laundry detergents, using organic foods, which, by the way, have a wonderful flavor as compared to foods that have been have food additives such as dyes, colors, preservatives, flavorings, which tend to maybe taste great, but when you look at the ingredients and you realize there's the labels, and that's kind of what I'm telling people is read labels. If you start to see a lot of chemicals and colors on a label, I would recommend don't buy them. I generally recommend people go to the Whole Foods sections of the store or buy from Whole Food Co-ops. And if you do that, you're going to live a lot healthier life. There's more vital life force in the foods. I also do not recommend microwaving your foods, because microwaving your foods superheats the food, kills the enzymes, And if you notice, a lot of microwave food doesn't have a very good taste anyway. It's kind of tasteless. So, you know, using gas to heat your food, you know, the electric, not as well as the flame. Electric heat is okay, but the flame gas heats the best. We learned that in naturopathy and macrobiotics years ago. It's a slower, more gentle way to cook your food. And just making sure that you're getting adequate water. And a naturopath will generally tell you half your body weight in ounces every day to just keep the body hydrated and flushed. And we recommend sipping versus gulping, and just keep water with you periodically. Many doctors don't recommend that much water, but we as naturopaths want you to cleanse and detoxify kidneys and liver, and that's a great way to flush out the toxins. George, you want to add to any of that?
Well, Gay, I again, I'll just mention how vital it is for everyone to educate themselves on these issues. Read about the different substances. Read about the different dyes. Read about high fructose. Read about hydrogenation, without going into what all these are. But know what these terms mean. Acquaint yourself with, if you're in the grocery store and you see something on a label that you don't know what it is or don't understand, find out.
Great idea. And, of course, both George and I have a lot of information on our websites concerning these type of things, and we invite you to visit both our websites. We also would like to thank you for listening today, and next week our guest will actually be one of our patients who's going to be interviewed, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this individual brought their vital life force up just by proper thinking. George, you've been a great guest today.
Right back at you, Gay.
And it's unusual when we're playing the guest instead of the host, but it was a lot of fun. And we thank you all for listening to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes. See you next week.
I love
Bye,
you,
George.
Colonel. Bye, Gay.
We hope that you enjoyed today's show, Good Vibes, Bad Vibes. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, and discover how you can be empowered in our vibrational world. We'll